This fall, control of the Washington State House and Senate are at stake, and 9 statewide positions are up for grabs, including governor, lieutenant governor, and state treasurer. To help sort out all the races, KUOW's Kim Malcolm spoke with our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. He says early returns from this week's primary election aren't looking good for the Republican challenger in the governor's race.
Bill Bryant was struggling just to get his name known statewide. Just a couple of months ago. He's never run statewide before. So he comes in with that deficit. Jay Inslee has raised a lot more money. He's got the power of incumbency. This is a blue state, even though the map looks very red when you look at it, because many of the counties are Republican. But the big ones, like King County, are very much blue. So it is not a surprise to see this gap. And furthermore, Bill Bryant is not performing as well in this primary as his Republican predecessors did, Rob McKenna and Dino Rossi.
What, if anything, do the primary numbers tell us about what's likely to come in November?
Something dramatic would have to happen to shake up this race at this point. And, you know, the general rule of thumb is that if you are a Republican trying to run and win statewide, you've got to come out of King County, which is, we've talked about, is a blue county, with at least 40% of the vote. He's not close to that. So, already this is sort of set up as Jay Inslee has the big advantage going into November.
So that's where we're at with the governor's race. We've also got a number of wide open statewide races. What jumped out at you there?
A lot of races, a lot of candidates, a very cluttered ballot. You know, one of the things that jumped out at me is Marty McClendon, who's a radio talk show host. He's a real estate guy, conservative Republican, kind of pops out of raised very little money, pops out of nowhere to be the leading vote getter in the early returns in the lieutenant governor's race, which is wide open because longtime Lieutenant Governor Brad Owen is retiring. So there was another Republican, Philip Yin, who is a former TV news guy who had been campaigning and raising money and had his signs everywhere. But yet Marty McClendon leaps to the forward in that to the head of the pack in that race. So that was interesting. Just, you know, here's a guy that you haven't heard of kind of breaking the rules that you got to raise a lot of money and have a lot of yard signs to be at a top two finisher. The other thing that jumped out at me is the state treasurer's race, another open seat because state treasurer Jim McIntyre is not running for reelection. The two top two finishers in early returns were both Republicans. Go figure that.
Right.
And what it appears has happened is that there were 3 Democrats in that race, and they sort of cannibalized the Democratic vote. And so the two Republicans ended up with being the top two finishers. If this holds, this will be the first time in Washington that a statewide race, that the top two finishers will be from the same party and that voters in November will be choosing from, in this case, 2 Republicans. You would have thought maybe 2 Democrats for one of these races, but 2 Republicans and state treasurer, who would have thunk it?
Austin, if we step back for a moment and look at the state legislature as a whole, what do you see there? What's at stake this November?
Probably for the first time in nearly 20 years, control of the state legislature is very much up in the air. 18 years ago is the last time Republicans held both chambers. They now have a very narrow majority in the state Senate. Democrats are clinging to a very narrow majority in the state House. Republicans are very committed to trying to take the House as well as retain and grow their majorities in the Senate. Whether that's possible or not is a big question mark. I mean, if you look at the primary numbers, it would suggest that Democrats have the edge going into November legislatively.
People who follow presidential politics have seen greater polarization across the country this year, perhaps more than in any other year. Are you seeing that trend here in Washington?
In many ways, we are the other Washington. We sort of do have an independent streak here. We kind of do our own thing. And I think it remains to be seen how much what's happening at the national level influences down ballot stuff here, or if we Washingtonians are just going to kind of go it our own way here.
KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins speaking with Kim Malcolm.